What if the most powerful therapist in the room wasn't human at all? Across clinics, underground ceremonies, and research labs worldwide, something extraordinary is unfolding. Substances once demonized as dangerous drugs are revealing themselves as profound healing allies. The resurgence of psychedelic therapy represents more than a medical breakthrough. It's a fundamental reimagining of what healing means. These medicines don't just alter brain chemistry, they dissolve the walls we've built between ourselves and our deepest wounds, creating a space where transformation becomes possible. Yet their power lies not in the molecules alone, but in how we hold the experience, integrate the insights, and honor the relationship between substance, therapist, and the mysterious intelligence that emerges when consciousness expands beyond its ordinary boundaries. Forget everything you know about the doctor-patient dynamic. Psychedelic therapy demands something entirely different, a relationship built on authenticity rather than expertise, presence rather than protocol. When someone enters an expanded state of consciousness, pretense becomes impossible. Any inauthenticity radiates like a beacon, immediately sensed by participants whose awareness has become exquisitely attuned. The most effective guides cultivate what might seem paradoxical. They lead by following, support without controlling, and create safety through genuine presence rather than rigid boundaries. This isn't about maintaining professional distance. It's about authentic human connection while holding space with skill and care. Some practitioners even suggest that therapists should be comfortable in altered states themselves, potentially taking lower doses alongside participants, not to blur boundaries, but to avoid objectifying the very experience they're supporting. The relationship itself becomes a healing force, dissolving the illusion that therapist and participant occupy separate worlds. When both recognize their shared humanity and vulnerability, something profound shifts. Healing stops being something one person does to another and becomes something that emerges between them, transforming both in the process. Ayahuasca users consistently describe something that defies conventional psychology. The medicine feels sentient, like a wise grandmother offering guidance and tough love. 3/4 report ongoing relationships with this plant presence that continue long after ceremonies, providing support during difficult moments. This relationship mirrors secure attachment, the kind of bond that heals early wounds by providing what was missing. For trauma survivors like Veronica, Grandmother Ayahuasca offered something therapy alone couldn't, a direct, embodied experience of unconditional love that permanently shifted her self-worth. The healing comes not through cognitive insight, but through visceral experience of being held by a benevolent presence. Each psychedelic possesses unique therapeutic characteristics. MDMA creates a window of tolerance, where traumatic memories become accessible without overwhelming fear, ideal for PTSD. Cannabis amplifies body awareness while addressing physical traumas. Iboga offers powerful addiction healing, but requires extensive preparation and years of integration. The Colorado River Toad's 5-MeO-DMT produces 15 to 40-minute experiences of ego dissolution, requiring careful preparation for such intensity. Psychedelics access Jung's collective unconscious, a shared reservoir of primordial images beyond individual experience. During journeys, people encounter archetypal figures, the wise elder, shadow self, divine mother, trickster. These aren't hallucinations, but meaningful encounters with aspects of psyche beyond personal history. Helen's ayahuasca journey illustrates this powerfully. She met the soul of a child she'd aborted a decade earlier, grief she'd never allowed herself to feel. This encounter with her shadow, the denied, rejected parts of herself, didn't eliminate pain, but allowed her to consciously relate to it, transforming fragmentation into wholeness. Psychedelic experiences often reveal archetypal defenses, inner persecutors, witches, demons, mad doctors, that paradoxically protect us by keeping us small and safe. What saved us as wounded children becomes our prison as adults. The most therapeutically valuable experiences are often the most terrifying, encounters with cosmic abandonment, the void, ego death. We heal by fully experiencing what we've spent lifetimes avoiding. By surrendering rather than resisting, their destructive power dissolves. Sophisticated psychedelic therapy often occurs in weekend workshops and underground ceremonies, not just clinical settings. Group formats offer unique advantages. Witnessing others accelerates learning. Being seen in vulnerable states builds authentic connection, and shared experience creates collective healing. Weekend sessions typically begin Friday with intention setting, continue Saturday with medicine work and integration, and conclude Sunday with sharing. Underground practitioners have developed approaches from decades of experience that sometimes exceed research protocols. They emphasize exhaustive self-work, deep excavation of ancestral history, birth trauma, family dynamics, and cultural conditioning. Some follow indigenous traditions of taking medicine alongside participants, enhancing attunement. They incorporate extensive bodywork and ancestral healing rarely seen in clinical trials. The guiding principle is radical. To heal, we must feel. This means starting with body sensations rather than talking, following impulses without predetermined expectations, allowing subtle tensions to unfold into profound releases. The guide's role during difficult passages is profoundly simple, yet extraordinarily difficult. Remain present without trying to fix anything. By holding space with compassionate groundedness, guides create conditions where even harrowing experiences become transformative. The terror becomes the doorway through which healing enters. Profound psychedelic revelations fade without effective integration. This isn't a separate phase. It's an ongoing process, starting with preparation and continuing for months or years. Integration operates across multiple dimensions: physical, processing somatic releases; emotional, metabolizing feelings; psychological, translating insights into changes; spiritual, making meaning of mystical experiences; and social, navigating how transformation affects relationships. It requires distinguishing past from present, mythic from everyday, personal from collective. Without this discernment, insights sink back into the unconscious or reactivated wounds become disruptive. Art therapy offers powerful tools. Creating mandalas helps organize thoughts and connect body-based experiences with conscious understanding. Integration also requires sharing experiences with others, recognizing that archetypal meanings aren't meant for one person alone. The book warns against psychedelic bypassing, outsourcing healing to substances without doing necessary integration work. Insight alone changes nothing. Transformation requires consistent practice through meditation, journaling, creative expression, time in nature, and continued therapeutic support. The real work begins when the medicine wears off, when we must bring expanded state wisdom into mundane reality, relationships, work, and the countless small choices that constitute a life. As psychedelics gain mainstream acceptance, ethical considerations intensify. Power dynamics pervade therapy, but amplify when participants enter profoundly vulnerable states. True ethical practice means recognizing our power lies in witnessing someone's journey with compassionate presence, not controlling it. Sexual violations represent the most frequently reported breach. Erotic feelings in psychedelic contexts may reflect spiritual dimensions, integration drives, attachment reenactments, or distractions from difficult work. Without clear boundaries, these dynamics become compelling and dangerous. Indigenous rites demand attention. These communities safeguarded ancestral plant medicines for generations, yet Western interest has harmed them through psychedelic tourism and commodification of sacred practices. Respect requires their active consultation and consent on decisions affecting their medicines, plus direct reciprocity benefiting their communities if we monetize their sacred technologies. Sustainability concerns loom as peyote, iboga, and other sacred plants face over-harvesting threats. As psychedelics enter mainstream medicine, we must address equity and accessibility. The current landscape remains predominantly white, male, and middle class, while the war on drugs primarily targeted racial minorities. Making these treatments accessible to marginalized communities isn't just ethical, it's essential for true healing. The question isn't whether these medicines should be available, but to whom, under what conditions, and with what protections for both participants and the indigenous communities whose wisdom preserved these practices through centuries of persecution. As psychedelic therapy enters the mainstream, we must balance scientific rigor with transpersonal dimensions. Training therapists requires personal experience with expanded states, shadow work, and humility to recognize the medicine's wisdom. Research must evolve beyond randomized trials, incorporating qualitative approaches to capture healing's full complexity. We're shifting from treatment isolating symptoms to healing, honoring them as soul messengers. From external agency to internal wisdom, from narrow to expansive senses of self. These medicines offer not escape, but doorways through difficulty, invitations to meet ourselves with courage and dissolve walls between self and other. True healing emerges not from controlling the process, but surrendering to deeper wisdom. When we honor the sacred in these substances, the therapeutic relationship, and the mysterious intelligence guiding the journey, we participate in something larger than individual treatment. We engage in the collective healing our world desperately needs.